We're in the middle of Torah Ayin Dalid, Hilkutim Aram Chelek Aleph. We're in the middle of Rav Nosson Zal's rehashing of the Torah, his version of it. And we have one more nice piece to go, which is going to be most of the Torah as he explained it. We're going to try to go a little quicker because of the fact that we had this already. And he's going to present it in a flowing way. Just listen, let's move through this whole piece well. If you recall, the main topic in this Torah, Rabbi Nizal starts off by saying a person has to cure himself by being mala his nefesh to its sherish, which means to chachma through the study of Torah. That was the main stress in this Torah. Rabbi Nizal went into a whole discussion of din of tumah, din of kedusha, which another version of it was yisurin shel ahava, yisurin she'enan shel ahava. He explained that whole inyan, the two types of dibur with deya, dibur without deya, the quotations from the Zohar Kodesh related to each one, and din and rachmim, Yitzchok and Yaakov, Shemesh and Levana, a whole explanation. Then Rav Nosson Zal began giving his version of it in a much smoother, flowing manner. We're up to the paragraph that begins with the word nimtza. In our Likut Moran, it's on page 208 on top. Nimtza. So what we come out with from what we had said last week, the previous piece was Sheyitzchok hu bechinas dino kadisho. Yitzchok Avinu is the concept of din of kedusha, a reminder that the word Yitzchok is bigematria, 8 times Yudkei Vavkei, standing for bina, which is the sherish of din, and also tzchok osoli elikim. Rabbi Nizal brought before Yitzchok is an union of elikim. Shenimshach mitzad chesed, who comes from chesed, b'chinas Avraham hiludes Yitzchok kanal, as we explained before. V'zeh ma'ashe pirish Rashi al posuk zeh, this is why Rashi HaKadosh explains. On the posuk Avraham hiludes Yitzchok, Rashi HaKadosh says, Lefi, why does the Torah have to repeat Avraham hiludes? If Sarah gave birth to Yitzchok, of course, it's Sarah and Avraham. Why does the Torah have to repeat it? Rashi HaKadosh says, Lefi shaho yulei tzoni ador imrim, because the ones who are sarcastic used to say, Me Avimelech nisabro Sarah, that chas v'shalom, Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech, hainu, bechinas sitro de nesav, or the side of Tumah, hainu, meaning they were inferring, Shehadin shel Yitzchok, shenoilat mi Sarah, Nimshach misitro de mesoav ochas v'shalom shubchinas Avimelech, that the din of Yitzchok is the din of Yitzchok, who was born from Sarah, chas v'shalom comes from the side of Tumah. The Alkain, therefore, Hashem made a miracle, and Sarah Hakadosh Baruch Hu cluster ponim shel Yitzchok daimeli Avraham. Hashem formed the face of Yitzchok similar to that of Avraham Avinu. V'hoyu hakol ma'idim shavraham hoyledes Yitzchok, so that all the people would admit that they realize that Avraham Avinu was the father of Yitzchok. Note coincidence. We had it in this Shabbos Hashir. The topic of the facial features of a child shows who he comes from, who his sherish comes from, to the point of thinking. If a woman thinks, in other words, this is why it's emphasized, first of all, as the neshama, all these sifrei musar bring that at the time of zivug, a person has to be careful to think thoughts of Torah, whether it be a gematria, whether it be a posuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, anything, whether it be one word, the word bereshis, to think a thought of Kiddusha, because that's when the tipa is being drawn from the mayach. If what's in your mayach is dirty at the time, this child, chas v'shalom, comes out dirty. If it's Kiddusha, the child comes out kaddish. But here it's talking about facial features. Pirish, shehadin, hu bechinas dino kaddisha. So when we say that Yitzchok came from Avraham, now we know that the din is a din of Kiddusha. Umisitra the Avraham, and it comes from Avraham Avinu, Bechinas Chesed Noilad Yitzchok Kanal. From the side of Avraham, who is Chesed, that's where Yitzchok Avinu came from. It's a Gvura, but a Gvura that comes from Chesed, as is found within the Sphirois. The Hamtokas Hadin Shel Yitzchok. How is the Hamtokas Hadin? Now we know that Yitzchok is Din of Kedusha. But still, Din is never good. We always want Misuk Hadin. We want to sweeten the Din. How you mamtik the din of Yitzchok al yedei hachochma, through chochma, shehu yediyas ha-Torah kanal, knowledge of Torah, getting to know the Torah well. Ze bechinas Yaakov shenoilot mi Yitzchok, and this is the concept that the step after Yitzchok is Yaakov. Ki me bechinas hadin hazeh, bechinas Yitzchok, shehu bechinas ha-nefesh kanal, from this concept of din, which is Yitzchok, which is nefesh, as we said before, because we had said that nefesh was an inyan of din. How did we prove it?
You said said it's the lowest that he got the Shurat
Nishim. Right, but what was the proof that Rabbeinu Zal gave to Shurat? Nafshi ivi sicho ba laila. Laila was an Indian of Chayshech Din. That was the proof that Rabbeinu Zal brought. Wants you, yearns for you.
Kiyakov boch
nafshi ivi sicho with a vav. Aleph vav, yud tav yud chav. Nafshi ivi sicho ba laila. My heart yearns, desires you at night. Kiyakov boch alaiko. Evil, the Moshe Hashem wanted him to live.
So especially that nefesh is the lowest.
That nefesh is laila, which is din. We mentioned that nefesh is five times elikim. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal says now. So, kime bechinas hadin azeh bechinas yitzok shu bechinas nefesh kanal nailodim beis bechinos. There come forth two categories. Did I skip something? That's the concept of Yaakov, who was born from Yitzchak. From Yitzchak come two items, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, who bechinas ha-chochma. Yaakov Avinu is the concept of chochma. The targum on the word vayaakveni is vachakmeni. Yaakov is a symbol of chochma. Bechinas dibur bedeo. He symbolizes dibur with das. Shehu bechinas hamtoka sadin shel Yitzchak. V'esov hu bechinas hasigim v'hapsoiles gomor shemishtal shilin v'yorde b'mechinas sadin. Esov symbolizes the psoiles, the garbage, the waste matter, which spirals down from the din. In other words, even from din of Kedusha, there's some type of psoiles. That was Esav. By the way, interesting, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, this is the Seid. Why did Esav have to be the Bechor? Why did Esav have to come out first? Because the Klipa always comes before the Peri. Esav was the Klipa. Esav was Yoinik from all the Dam Nida of Rivka. Every human being, every human woman has Dam Nida. She has this Dam Nida, which is a type of Tumah. Now, Yaakov Avinu, who was the symbol of Mita Shleima, super perfection of Tikkun HaBris and everything, we wanted to create him in a manner whereby there wouldn't be any Tumah at all in him. How could that be done? If he was born at the same time as this other Zhlob, Esav, Esav would be Yonik. His Yanika came from all the Dam Nida of Rivka, so that for Yaakov Avinu, there was only left blood of Kedusha, which means, note again, Din of Kedusha. That's what Yaakov Avinu was Yonik from. Esav drew all the Dam Nidos, Yaakov Avinu drew only the Dam of Kedusha. The whole concept of Klipo Kodma Lepri, that's the side of Kayin and Hevel, why Kayin had to be the Bechor, again, said he should draw the Yenikov in a Bechin of Klipo, whereas Hevel was able to draw only Kedusha. Okay, Yaakov hu bechinas ha-chochma, bechinas dibur b'deya, shu bechinas ha-mtok ha-sadin shal Yitzchak, ve'esav hu bechinas ha-sigim ha-psalas, gomish ha-shal shav-yadam bechinas ha-sadin, ve'hu bechinas nefesh ki-sechto. Esav is also an Indian of nefesh, but which Indian of nefesh? Nefesh ki-sechto. The pasuk uses the term chepa nefesh, sin. Ve'zeh eile toildos Yitzchak ben Avraham. The pasuk says these were the ones who came forth from Yitzchak, the son of Avraham, u'pirish Rashi, Yaakov ve'esav. Hainu kanal, as we explained before, ki ham tokas hadin shel Yitzchak hu al yedei bechinas Yaakov, shehu bechinas dibur b'deyo. The ham tokas hadin of Yitzchak comes through Yaakov, which is dibur b'deyo. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas chochma, kemo shekosov v'yaakveni v'targum onkolois v'chakmeni. Rabbeinu Zal explained, ki yesh dibur b'loideyo, v'yesh dibur b'deyo. There is a concept of dibur without das, there is a concept of dibur with das. This corresponds to the Yomim Tovim of Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah, Shehein Bechinas Yitzchak VeYaakov. They are the concept of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why? Ki Hoshana Rabbah Hu Bechinas Dibur Beloideya. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that Hoshana Rabbah is an Indian of Dibur Beloideya, Shehu Bechinas Arova. That's the concept of the Arovas, the Hoshinas. We clap Hoshinas. Note that there are five in the bunch, corresponding to the Hei Moitzois HaPeh, the five places from which Dibur comes from, the tongue, the lips, the upper palate, the throat, and the teeth. Those correspond to the Hei Moitzois HaPeh. but it's a bechin of dibur b'loy deya, shehu bechin es arava, ki arava daimelus vosayim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the aravas correspond to the lips, they are similar to the lips, they are the concept of netzach v'hoid, which is the svosayim. Ki isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh says, isman b'loy b'raisa, there is one who studies Torah, u'megamgem bo b'gimgumo d'lo yada, and he stumbles in it, in a type of stumbling, where he doesn't know what he's saying properly, the concept of v'diglo yalai avo, v'ligluga yalai avo. Kol, and the Zohar HaKadosh says about this person, kol milo umilo sokol yela, every word goes up very high, v'kuchibrichu chodi b'hai milo, and kaviyachol Hashem smiles, draws pleasure from each and every word, v'notalo sachronen dahu nachlo, and Hashem plants it around the nachal ho'elyoin, v'savidu me'inan milin ilonin ravravin, and they are made from these words very great trees, v'akron arvei nachal. These are called the arvei nachal. Those, the arovos, arovos generally grow around a swamp like. Note, arovos are trees which grow around a swamp. The Zohar HaKadosh says that these words, when a person studies Torah and it's not really that well, it's not vibur b'deya, it's planted around the nachal. That's the concept of arovos. The arovos that we use on Eshar Rabbah correspond to these heavenly arovos which are created through dibur b'loy deya. Whereas nimtzo she'arvei nachal heim bechinas dibur b'loy deya, v'zeh bechinas hoshana rabo shehu bechinas din. Note, we strike the arava bechinas pachad yitzchok shenimshach mimoichen dekatnus. All everything fits in beautifully. V'alkein hadibur b'loy das adayin, because this comes from a moichen dekatnus, it means it's lacking in das. Avul simchas Torah, the word simcha, the word besimcha, the Arizal says, is the letters machshava. Simcha means machshava, meichin. Simchas Torah is an Indian of meichin. Hu bechinas dibur b'deya. Simchas Torah is an Indian of dibur b'deya. V'hu hachius shel hanefesh. Dibur b'deya, that's the chius of the nefesh. Hachochma techaye b'oleho. K'deisa b'zoyar, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Zakoin inun deyadin urchoy deiraisa. Ashrei to those who are zeiche to really get to know the paths of the Torah, those who get to know how to learn well, umishtadli bo ba'irach nisher, and they toil in the Torah on a smooth path, in other words, they're comfortable in when they learn. De inun natin ilona dechayo le'elo, they plant an eitz hachayim above, note the slightly different lashon from what we had before, de kulo asvoso, which is kuloi refuah, the whole tree is a tree of refuah. Veze bechinas Yaakov, shehu bechinas chochmo, bechinas moichen de gadlus, shehu bechinas refuas hanefesh. This is the concept of asvoso, an Indian of refuah. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, shemesh tzedoko umarpei bechnofeho. Yaakov Avinu, we said, was the Indian of shemesh. Note, it uses the term refuah, marpei, it cures. Ki shemesh hu bechinas Yaakov, kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, vayizrach loy hashemesh, the sun shone for him to cure him from his foot, you know, the problem that he had with his foot. Shehu bechinas chochma, bechinas dibur b'deya, shehu bechinas hatoira, bechinas simchas toira, shehu bechinas ilono de'asvoso kanal, this tree of refuah. This also corresponds to the pasuk which says, "Shemesh umogain Hashem Elikim," a sun and a protector is Hashem Elikim. Meaning, "Ze bechinas rachamim v'Hashem Elikim." Ze bechinas rachamim v'din. Hashem Elikim here is the concept of rachamim and din. Bechinas Yaakov v'Yitzchok. Yaakov is rachamim. Reish Ches plus Mayim, and Yitzchok is Din, Shehem Bechinas Shemesh Umogen. They are this concept of a Shemesh, a sun and a protector. That's Yaakov Avinu. V'zeh Bechinas V'hoyo Ir HaLavona Koy Racham. The Pasuk says that when Mashiach will come, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Ki HaLavona Hi Bechinas Yitzchok. The Lavona is a concept of Yitzchok. Why? The Lavona is Malchus, the Leslo Migarmo Klum, it has nothing of its own. And by Yitzchok Avinu it says, meaning it has no light of its own. By Yitzchok Avinu, what does the Pasuk say? Vatechenu einov meirais, an absence of light, a deficiency of light. Note also Yitzchak Avinu's connection to Malchus, the fact that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Malchus is Shem Bon. Malchus is the letter Dalid, four. Dalid is always the David HaMelech, the Leslam Yigar Maklum, the whole thing. Four times Bon is Begematria Yitzchak, showing that Yitzchak has a mocker, Dina de Malchusa Dina, which means these two must be connected. Yitzchak and Malchus must. Yitzchak came from Sarah, who was Malchus. That's what we had in the beginning of the Torah. That's why Yitzchak is four times Bon, showing his connection to Malchus. Okay. So the Levono is Yitzchak, v'hachamo and the son he bechinas Yaakov, v'tzorech lahamtik hadin shel Yitzchak shu bechinas Levono. We have to see to it to sweeten the din of Yitzchak, who is the moon. How? Al yidei bechinas Shemesh shu bechinas Yaakov ad shehiya oir halavono koir hachamo, to the point where these two blend together, they become equal in power. The Levono becomes like the chamo. This is the concept of making from tzedek into tzedakah. That the shemesh is what converts the levana from a state of tzedek to a state of tzedakah. When the malchus is in a state of din, it's called tzedek. And when we sweeten the din, how? When we shine the chamisha chasadim, it's called, into the malchus, that's the adding of the letter hey to tzedek, which makes it into tzedakah. Right? Bechinas shemesh tzedakah, shehu bechinas dibor bedeo, bechinas, as the pasuk says, ani hashem hamedaber bitzdakah, dibor. Bitzdaka, no, Dibur Bideya makes from Tzedek Tzedaka. Verav lo Hishiyah, and that's salvation, that's Moshiach. Ki ha-nefesh shehoyomi koidem bebechinas din, bebechinas tzedek, bebechinas moichen dekatnus, bechinas dibor beloideya. The nefesh, which was originally in this down type of state, kishoylem itzedek litzdoko, when it rises up from tzedek litzdoko, zehu hamtokoso v'yishuoso. That's the hamtoko of the nefesh, that's the Yeshua, that's the salvation of the nefesh. Bechinas medaber bitzdoko, v'rav lo hishia. Note that the Iker Tikkun is through Dibur Peh, Machmet Alitin, Rabbi Nizal said. V'zehu b'chinas Toiras Hashem Timimo Mishivas Nefesh. Note what the Pasuk says. Toiras Hashem Timimo Hainu Chochmas HaToira B'chinas Dibur Bedeyo Zehu Iker Haham Toko. That's the Iker sweetening. Shul b'chinas Refuas HaNefesh B'chinas Mishivas Nefesh. That's what brings about a restoration of the soul. What restores the soul? The soul nefesh, ki hadam hu hanefesh. Nefesh is blood, it's red, it's din. What's the hamtoka for the nefesh? Tairas Hashem temima meshivas nefesh. The Tair of Hashem is what brings about a hamtoka sadin. Bezehu b'chinas rifus tehi lesarecho. The pasuk says mishlei that the Torah is a refuah to your leaders. Note, it talks about the Malchus. Shenemar b'shevach haTorah. This pasuk is said regarding the praise of the Torah in Mishlei. L'sorecho ze b'chinas Malchus, b'chinas shesoro al kol hoylam. Why was she called Sora? Because she ruled. So Sar is an union of Malchus. Shemishom nimshach hadin shel Yitzchak. It's from this Malchus Sora imenu that there came forth the din which was shined into Yitzchak. The Torah is the refuah, the hamtaka for this din. Note how Rabbi Nizal uses these terms interchangeably, refuah and hamtaka. When we daven for a sick person to get healthy, what are we talking about? We're talking about hamtaka sadin, because any type of sickness is generally a hisgabrus of the domim roim, the bad blood, the blood which is dina de misoavo. We want to sweeten. We want to. What's that word I'm looking for now? Cancel it out.
Nullify.
No, a better word. To negate. We want to negate the power of the domim roim. We want to render it counteracted like. We want to make it zero. We want to bring it to a balance of zero.
Neutralize it.
How? Through a hamtaka. We can write our own thesaurus over here. Okay. Batoira hi horifua vehaham toko shaladim kanal. Kikishebo lechoch masatoira nistakin hanefesh. Now Rabbi Nizal explains a little. Kitipas hazera shel hoylodas hanefesh nimsheches miyamoyach. The tipa of zera from which a nefesh is created, where does it originate from? From the moyach. O moya o moicha chachma. The moyach is the smoker of chachma. Ki Yisrael olu b'machshavo tchila. Yisrael went up, were Hashem's first thought, meaning that Yisrael originated in chachma. He, v'hamachshavo hi chachma, shehi sheresh nefoshes Yisrael. The sheresh nefoshes Yisrael is in chachma. V'sheresh kol ha'ilamais, and the sheresh of all the worlds, chachma. Kulam b'chachma sisa. V'sheresh kol ha'ilamais, ki sheresh kulam hi chachma satayra. The sheresh of everything in creation is the chachma satayra, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki be'oiraisa kutshebrichu bara almin. Hashem with the Torah created all the worlds. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, Mishlei, I am Chachma, the Torah says. And when a person's nefesh is zeicha to Chachma Satayra, zeu b'chinas chidish ha'olam. That's a concept of chidish ha'olam. Why? Ki chidush kol ha'olam ha'yishoyo al yidei Chachma shu ha'tayra kanal. How are the worlds created mechadosh, brand new, through Torah? So every time a person studies Torah, he's taking part in a concept of chidish ha'olam. Va'azai kishezeicha l'chachma, azai nizgale kvoide yisborach. When a person is zeicha to chachma, that's when he really brings the kavod of Hashem out into the open. How many paths of chachma are there? Lamed beis nesivus hachachma. Kavod is lamed beis. One of the mafarshim in the Battle of Kutumaran brings this on a different pasuk. The pasuk says, kvoid chachamim yincholu. Who really gets kavod? Who really merits kavod? Chachamim. Why? Because kavod is bigematria lamed beis, showing its association with chachma. It's only the chacham who we give real respect to. Who's the biggest chacham? The one who has the most yiras shemayim. That's the biggest chacham. Because reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Shezehu ikar hatachlis shel kol avoida yisodom. That's the tachlis of all the avoida of a person. Meaning, ki tachlis kol avoida yis shetzorach odom lavoida sabori yisborach hu rak kedei sheyizgale kvoida. What's the purpose of a person's whole avoida Hashem in this world? To reveal the kavod of Hashem. That's the final statement in Masechta Avos, in Perkei Avos, that the only reason why Hashem created everything was lichvoidoi, as the pasuk says, lichvoidi berosiv, Yitzartiv afasisiv, that the whole Bria Soilamais was for the sake of Kavod. Where's Atzilus? Barosiv, Yitzartiv afasisiv. The answer is, we just said here that Kavod is Chachma, Kavod is Lamed Beis, Chachma is Atzilus. Note, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to Chachma, Bina, Zeran Ben Malchus, or Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. So Atzilus is Chachma. Lichvoidi, that's Atzilus. Berosiv, Yitzartiv, Afasisiv. That's the way it works. So we see that Kavoid is an inyan of Chachma. Note the Asura mean in Negino, that's all tied into this concept of Atzilus, the Olam Atzilus, Negino. Vahakovoid nizgala idea chachma. Kovoid is revealed through chachma. Kemoishikos, as the Gemara says, v'im avani aye kevoidi. If I'm a father, where's my respect? So we see that kovoid is an inyan of av, abo. Va'av hu bechinas chachma. Av is an inyan of chachma. As the pasuk says in Chumash, kemoishikos, they called Yosef HaTzadik avreich. What is avreich? Upirish Rashi, Av b'chachma v'rach b'shonim. He was like a father in wisdom and young in years. So we see that Av is chachma, im av ani aye kvoidi, the ikar kavoid comes about through chachma. When a person studies Torah and he increases his chachma, that's what really increases the kavoid of Hashem within the world. With this we can understand the pasuk, Rumo al Hashamayim Elikim. Hashem is above the Shamayim. Shamayim Zebachinas Yaakov. Shamayim is an inyan of Yaakov, Kemuva b'makom achar, as is brought another place. We said in this Torah that Yaakov was Rachamim. Rachamim is Eish Umayim. Shamayim. Shamayim is Yaakov. who is Zerampin. Yaakov Avinu is always a symbol of Zerampin, which is Shamayim. Kishehu male bechinas nefesh, shehu bechinas elikim, dino kadisha, kama. When a person elevates his nefesh, which is a concept of elikim, which is a concept of din, he elevates it to what? To the level of Yaakov, which symbolizes shamayim, chachma, ruma al hashamayim, elikim. Ruma means to elevate. If you elevate, you bring up to shamayim, elikim. If you bring up elikim all the way to shamayim, v'hoyo oir halavono k'oir hachamo, you know what happens then? You know what happens then? Al kol ha'oretz kevoidecho. Azayin hizgala kevoido. Then Hashem's kevoid, that's what brings about the ikar hizgalas of the kevoid of Hashem. When you're mamtik dinim, when you elevate elikim to shamayim, how? Through the study of Torah, through the Chochmas HaTorah, through Dibur Bedeya, through Simchas Torah, that's when there is the Iker Hizgalus of the Kavod of Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Now, if any person will review this piece, the piece, the way Rav Nosson Zal explained this whole thing, you'll be able to see how neatly every thought in this Torah flows together. There's nothing that's hard to understand, there's nothing that's out of place at all. Everything flows in beautifully from one piece to the other, Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
I spend so much time learning, and so because Torah.
Go ahead.
The Iker Avinu says that I'm trying to is the same.
Right.
Saying
it's not learn. Number one, it's not learning really. And number two, Simchas Torah, that's when we culminate. Ein ha-mitzvah nikra el al-shem gomra. Simchas Torah is really the siyum ha-Torah. It's not a joke. That's when we make a siyum, like we say, whoever attends the siyum gets credit as though he learned the whole thing. Whoever takes part in the simcha of Simchas Torah gets credit as though he learned the whole thing. In other words, that's when the Torah is actually nishlam. Whereas Hashanah Rabbah is a concept of dibur b'loideya. It's the heimoy tzoy saper, but being struck on the ground. The concept of b'loideya.
Oh, two questions. About...
Just for a second. Hashanah Rabbah is also Dover HaMelech, which is Malchus. Note that it is an union of Malchus, an union of dibur, but Hashanah Rabbah is dibur b'loideya. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says.
Why did Hashem make it exactly like Avram, that Yitzchak Avinu should look like Avram Avinu? If this should be a test for anybody, if they don't believe it, then it's
because Hashem, the answer is, it wasn't a question of a test. Hashem wanted to prove the Kedusha of Yitzchak Avinu. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu and by certain other great tzaddikim, Hashem did certain things to prove their greatness. 100%. Every generation is different. There are times when the player is more now on. There are times when it's revealed, to a degree.
Also, the thing that you said about Shabbos, about the woman thinking about the man, is that something physical that could happen today?
100%. 100%. The fact is that a person could think, in other words, that's why it's brought in the Chumash, and that's why it's mentioned in that story, that's why it's mentioned in places, that Yaakov Avinu used this trick. And the Gemara, we mentioned the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the entrance of the mikveh, said women would see him at that time, at a time that's Mesugo Faleda, they would see him, and just a look at him, having that thought in their mind, not thinking about him, Chas V'Shalom, but the thought of a very handsome image, having that thought on the night of the mikveh, that's what helped the women give birth to handsome children. Which means a person has to be very careful. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, one of the halachas in Hilchas Tznius is that it's also for a person to be drinking his cup and looking at another cup, which means one of the worst isurim conceivable in Pigama Bris is when a person, Chas V'Shalom, thinks about another person's wife, Chas V'Shalom. That's one of the worst things conceivable. A person is looking at his own wife and thinking about somebody else's, Chas V'Shalom.
This would knock out then the whole proof. The whole point was to show that this is really his kid, because the face is the same.
Right.
But if people are aware of this item, that, well, not necessarily, it could still look the same if a person has a mind thinking about other person. It could still come out. It could be used also. It's dangerous.
But here Hashem did it. Here Rashi Kodesh brings plain pshat. Hashem made this miracle happen to show that it's his child.
Maybe it was exactly identified.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's the wording here.
Maybe.
I think Rabbi Zal once said, once we were learning Gemara on the Shabbos morning, once said that the Gemara says, maybe a famous rabbi, maybe a Tana said, Gemara said, that that men, when they're handsome, they don't make good Torah Hochum.
We were talking about the story of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, the incident that he had with the princess, where she told him, "Why do you look so ugly?" And he told her to take the barrels of wine, take her father's wine, and store it in silver kelim. And the net result, so she said, "What about what they?" The Gemara says, "What about you find that there are Talmid Chachamim who are handsome, and yet they're Chachamim?" He said, "If they wouldn't be as handsome, they would be still more learned." In other words, showing that, as Rabbi Nizal says in Terech Ches in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbi Nosson Zal quotes a certain concept throughout Likutei Halachis, and the base for it is that Terech Ches. Rabbi Nizal says there that there are two items that work inversely, Mezayna de Gufa and Mezayna de Nishmosa. Whenever the Guf is going up, the Neshama, generally the rule is that the Neshama is going down. When the Neshama is going down, when the neshama is going up, the guf is going down. That's the jet. That doesn't mean that you're not going to find a person who is very religious and yet his body is healthy. You know, there are cases like that. But generally, this is a concept that exists, that these two work in opposite directions.
Go ahead. It seems like, maybe you talk about the greatest things in Kedusha, like Adam and Rishon and Avais, that was like good looking, and Eno is the most, you know.
That was, in other words, why do we talk about it? Because that was unusual. You understand? It's like the story with the lion. If you see a statue of a guy who beat up a lion, that's a chiddush. Generally, though, if he would have been less handsome, he would be more learned. That kind of thing. That generally these two work against each other. One who plays more with his guf, generally his neshama is less, is weaker. And one who plays, you know, both work against each other. One who devotes more time to Torah and Tefillah, those kind of things, generally his body is weaker. The Torah is mateshes kleche shalom. You see clear proof that this weakens this.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yisrael, I heard him say that when you study Torah, spend your time physically.
Possibly, but on one hand it strengthens, on one hand it weakens. It's called teshi because it weakens. Okay, go ahead.
What's that Rebbeinu's on quoting? As somebody learns it to understand this saying, it brings a certain emphasis. Is this talking about, like, you know, if you're learning just like downing a staple, or if you're learning something and you just don't understand that part?
The answer is it means either one if it's being done l'shmo. If it's being done l'shmo. If a person is doing it with tmimus, real tmimus, you have a person who knows that he's not capable of learning Gemara, but yet he wants to get the schar for it, so he davens the Gemara, but not where it becomes a mean of gaiva, where he makes fun, you know, he jokes about it with friends. We're talking about really straight. He's doing it with sincerity. That we definitely would say would fall into this category where Hashem gets a nachas out of it. Or you have a person who's trying to learn and he stumbles and breaks his teeth here and there. Mm-hmm. In the process of learning how to learn, mm-hmm. That Hashem definitely gets nachas out of it. This isn't talking about a case where a guy fumfers his way, you know, that kind of thing. A person fumfers, like he makes believe, in other words, he tries to make it look like he knows what he's saying and he's not. That's not this kind of thing where it's gimguma. That's chas v'shalom fake. Here he's talking about a case, a person who can't, but he wants to do the best he can. From that stumbling, the Pasuk says, V'diglai olai ahavo, and so the Kodesh expounds on it, you know, showing more what exactly Hashem does with that kind of Torah.
Yeah, but listen, Rabbi Nizal said there's no such thing as you can't, if you want something badly enough, you desire it, you can do it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. There's no person on this earth who could ever come and say, I couldn't. And Rabbi Zal mentioned it many times in different shiurim which we have on tape, when he said, especially with the English sforim that there are in the world today, a person could learn how to learn. And note, that with these English sforim, there's a problem. Because a person buys himself an English sefer, and suddenly he thinks he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and he forgets that this was to be used as a crutch. A person who shows off his crutches is a nut. That's idiocy. That's crazy. It's supposed to be used as a crutch with the assumption, with the understanding that because of the fact that you have to use this, you understand that you're on so weak a level, you're so far from understanding it, that you have to rely on this thing, and you still need guidance. You take any person, you could never find a person who learns how to learn Gemara or Medrash or Zohar Kodesh from an English version. It's not possible. There's certain expressions where the only way to learn it is by hearing it from somebody else. Somebody tells it, your idiomatic expressions. He explains to you how this works, where to put commas, where to put exclamation points. I remember I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva who said, when he would test us, he didn't, you know, he said, you don't have to teach. I'm not interested in the teach. Let's see, you get the nigam right, I know whether you know the Gemara or not. And it's true that the limud, the real limud ha-Torah, the person really gets to know it well, the nigam is the main part. In other words, if you really know where the question mark is, and where the exclamation point is, and where the bitmi is, that's really knowing it. Whereas these English Sforim, there's no way they can teach it to you. And that's why Rebbe Zal hesitated very much in giving a heter for a person to say, this is going to be my limud. I'm going to lock myself into this. At best, we say, we give a heter to buy it, to use it as a crutch. A crutch you use for a few minutes, and then you practice normal walking. But there are people, Rachmon al-Islam, where it gets twisted. That's where there's danger. And the same thing is with anything. We learn Likutei Moran here. You know, we're learning concepts of Kabbalah. It's touching on certain items of Kabbalah, which when Rebbe Zal would learn this item, you could say he's learning Kabbalah. When we learn it here, our deepest is still super shallow. Nobody can give us any knocks. Do we learn Kabbalah, this, that? And even the Chiddush Tishurim that we have on Shabbos, this, that. That's still infantile. That's not the limud, what we call the real limud of Chochmas Emes, where you learn the Eitz Chaim. In other words, you learn the whole sequence of Partsufim and Olamos and everything, and to get to know the whole concept of the different Yichudim, Zer, Duchra, Nukva, Ochor, Ba'ochor, all of these wild terms, the terms that Rav Nosson Zal uses in the Ketel Lachs in a few places, Olam HaTehiru, all of these things, obviously we know nothing about. But here again, the Satan plays with a person, he starts learning these things, and the Satan twists it. Instead of this item being machnia you, idiot, you see that you're learning things which you really don't understand so well, so this should put you in a little more of a frame of mind of bush and anova. The Satan takes that item and he smashes him in the face with it. That, what you don't know, he's going to make you become a Baal Gaiva with Chas V'Shalom. And that's what a person has to watch out for.
That's someone with the good issues with the kids, sixth grade, and how to read Gemara and so that, you know, question marks, stuff like that. So what are you supposed to say? Their way of feeling, you used to say, well, they don't know all the Mepharshim, or they don't know certain...
No. There's a way of feeling a hachnua to Torah, a respect. You know, this is what we said about Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Avas Torah v'Yirah Shemayim. And that you can see whether a kid has it or not. In other words, you go into many yeshivas, there's the Torah, and you see that that brings about an absence of Yirah Shemayim. And yet you'll see another kid where the more he learns, the more subdued, the more Moira he has for Hashem. And it's a muzzle. In other words, it's a question, it's something that takes a lot of effort. It doesn't come natural, is that? The Torah is Sam Chayim or Sam Moves. The same Sefer kills this one and gives this one health. You know, gives this one. That's a very interesting point. That's a warning and azhara to everybody on all fronts, whether it be in learning Rabbeinu Zal's form, or especially, someone mentioned to me recently that Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah Yud Beis on the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal blasts out warning, don't think I don't know, I know exactly what the story is, that when it comes to Gemara, that's where most people get knocked out, get shattered to pieces. And the biggest warning is, especially now, you have people learning Chavrusas with Gemara, this, that, and a person gets the feeling sometimes that if he knows how to read a page of Gemara, it's you know, in other words, Rebbe Zal learned Gemara and we learned Gemara. Let's say we have a Gemara Shir in our Shabbos morning. It's with an understanding that this is, let's say, sixth grade level. When Rebbe Zal learned it, it was a college professor who was holding back tremendously. He was going very much against his grain and against his nature and spiraling himself down millions of miles to be able to present it to fifth graders, to us. Whereas a person should never get mixed up and confuse it. Oh, it's Gemara, he learned Gemara, I learned Gemara, you know, it's all the same thing. It becomes one thing, and a person, Rachmana Litzlan, commits suicide that way. Why? Because again, he doesn't realize how much more there is to go to. He doesn't. If you know your place, you know that you're a baby still, so you know that you have to grow up. You can't stay a baby your whole life. If you begin to think already that you're adult, that you learn it, that you learn Gemara already, so you're not going to run with that kind of same zeal to learn, to figure out the words, to get to make sure you're saying the words right and everything. And Chas V'Shalom, that's where a person gets tripped up. Okay.
Doesn't matter how these tzaddikim learn that, even though they know the whole Gemara, when they look at it again, it's
brand
like,
new. That's the power of anova, his chashus, that whole thing. A certain hachnoah to the Torah, never feeling like I know it. I come to it like a little baby, and I'm going to try to see what news I can see in it. And that's why there's a look at it to see it new every time they learn it. Okay, let's start the next Torah. We'll try to get a little piece into it, and I will continue next time. This next Torah, again, we have the same difficulty, that it's Miloshin HaChaverim. It wasn't written originally by Rav Nosson Zal, but Rav Nosson Zal is going to do us the favor again at the end of rewording it, rephrasing it as he understood it. But let's concentrate and let's get Yedias. There's a world of Yedias in every single Torah of Rabbeinu Zal's. This Torah is based on the Pasuk Yevorcheinu Elikim V'yiru Oisoi Kol Asei Oretz, period. Rabbeinu Zal says, Dihine Yesh Midas Nitzochim U'machlekes U'milchama. And note again, every word slowly, no rush here, to understand what he's saying. Look at three words that he puts together, because he's labeling a specific kind of person here. There's a person who has the category of Nitzochim, meaning he wants to win, he has a desire to be right. He doesn't want to allow himself to be wrong, to understand that he's bad, that he has problems, chesroinus. He has the need of nitzachim, which means he must win. I must be right, I must win, you know, that whole category. That's number one. A second word that Rabbeinu Zal uses is machlekes. It's understood that this concept of nitzachim leads to machlekes, because there are never two people who see eye to eye 100% on everything. And if this person's nature is nitzachim, he's going to run into conflict, because he's going to want to force everybody else to see it only his way, no other way. That's a second word. The third word is milchama. Nitzachim machlekes leads to milchama, leads to out-and-out war, whether it be hand-to-hand combat or verbal combat, any kind of milchama. In other words, note he's using three different words here, all qualifying and re-qualifying and re-qualifying what he's talking about. Umeheichon bo midazu. That question is, where does this originate from? How does this come into being? How is it that one person has this, one person doesn't? What, when, and how? Rabbeinu Zal explains, Midomim she'adayin le'ovad bohem Hashem yisborach. This is a term that's used many times in Likutei Halachos. It pays to get familiar with it. This comes from blood within a person which has not served Hashem yet. A person has in him an average of a certain amount of blood, a certain quantity of pints of blood. He does mitzvahs, this, that. He's using the blood to serve Hashem. If a person doesn't serve Hashem that much, it's understood that there is a quantity of blood within his body that hasn't been used yet in Avodas Hashem. It's from that blood that these midos originate from. Kemoi shekosu, as the pasuk says, ve'yeiz nitzchom, they spilled their blood. Note the word nitzchom is used, upirish Rashi, domim. Rashi Kodesh says that nitzchom means domim. Note that nitzachim comes from blood. Period. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'loy motzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocho l'Yisrael elo ha-sholoim. The best keli for brocho is sholoim. When there's sholoim, that's the greatest keli to be able to receive shefa and brocho. U'bemachleikis yesh b'chinas ho'ise sholoim. Whenever there is a concept of machleikis, there is a concept of one who is Ise Shalom, a peacemaker. Whether it be one of the two who are in conflict, or whether it be a third party, there is a concept of an Ise Shalom. V'hu b'chinas ha'olas mayinukvin. This one who is Ise Shalom, he is ma'ale mayinukvin. He prepares the liquid medium for zivig between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina for heaven. Lemoshel, for example, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kishenayifel adam eze kushya." When a person has a certain kashya, whether it be on another person or on Hashem chas v'shalom, he bechinas machlekes. This is a concept of conflict. There's a conflict. He sees somebody doing something that he doesn't understand, or whatever. That's kashya. He sees Hashem doing something that he understands. There becomes machlekes between him and Hashem, meaning there's a conflict. He sees it this way. He sees it that Hashem should not have killed the 6 million, chas v'shalom. and Hashem saw it the other way, that he should have killed, or whatever the conflict is, whether it applies to Hashem or to a human being. V'hateretz hu b'chinas ho'ese sholim. The answer to the kasha is the oise sholim, the peacemaker, that which makes peace between the one who had the question and the one about whom he had the question. Vehu ha'olas mayinukvin. So the teretz is a concept of ha'olas mayinukvin, being male mayinukvin. Note, we have this concept in Kabbalah that whenever there's zivig, just like physically, in order for a zivig to take place between duchra and nukva, the first one that has to be present its mayin is the nukva. The mayinukvin is what's given first. Then the Mayan Duchrim. That's why whenever we talk about preparation for a Zivuga Ilah, the term that's used throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah is Ha'olas Mayan Nukvin. Our job is, with our mitzvah Semaisim Tovim, to prepare the Mayan Nukvin, which prepares a medium for the Zivuga Ilah to take place. Now Rabbein Zal says, Ulifa'omim, and at times, Sholoim, Oise Sholoim, B'mokom Acher. At times, peace makes peace in another place. You have an object called Shalom, and Shalom goes and makes peace in another place. V'hu ha'olas mayinukvin l'mokom acher. That's being ma'ala mayinukvin to a second place. We'll see soon what all of this means. Next, Rabbein Zal says, V'toiro utfilo heim gamkein b'chinas ha'olas mayinukvin. Torah and Tefillah are also this concept of Ha'olas Mayinukvin, Shehu Shalom, which is Shalom, Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Boirei Niv Sposayim, Hashem creates this power of speech, Shalom, which is peace, Ve'oise Shalom, Uvoirei Es HaKoel, and Hashem creates Shalom, Hashem makes peace, and creates everything. Note, the oise shalom, Hashem makes shalom, ubeire es hakoil, and shalom goes ahead and makes bria. It's the shalom that makes a bria. We're going to see soon what's going on here. Rabbein Zal explains, ki b'shas bria, at the time of bria soilom, naflu oilomois lamata, the oilomois had an afila, they fell, the oilomois heim oisiais. The Olamos, as we picture them in this context, are the Osios, certain letters which Hashem used to create the Olamos with, and these letters had an afila. V'nispazru lekamoni tzutzos, and these letters became broken up into many little pieces called nitzutzos. V'alyidei ha'olas mayinukvin shel toiru tfilo, through the Ha'olas Mayinukvin, which is generated when a person is Oisek in Torah and Tefillah, Nase Tziruf Mehanitzutzais, he brings the Nitzutzais together, he's Metzarif them, he reunites them, Venase Oilam, and he creates worlds. A person who is Oisek in Torah and Tefillah brings these Nitzutzais together, brings these Oisias together, and with these Oisias he creates worlds, because how are the worlds created? Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Asu, with these Oisias. V'zeh, this is pshat in the posig, v'nosati sholoim bo'oretz. What does this mean? Ki meho artzius nis'ale hanitzutzois. Oretz means the ground, a very low level. An adjective that's used to mean low is artzius. Artzius means a very aloneness-like. V'nosati sholoim, I will place sholoim into artzius, into this lowness, into this yerido. Where does Sholem come from? Sholem is an Indian of Zivig. Where does it come from? Me'oret, Bo'oretz. It comes from the Oretz. It comes from this item which fell when it's Nisala, when it's put back together. That's what brings about a Zivig Lamala. V'zeh, this is Pshat Naposeg, V'leimor Litzion. Ami ato, Hashem says to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, to Bnei Yisrael, Ami ato, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al tikri ami, elo imi. Don't read the word ami, my nation, read it imi, with me. Meaning, b'shutfi, as Shutvim, Bnei Yisrael are partners with Hashem in creation. Ki hu gam kein kemoi boirei b'miluloi shamayim voretz kanal. Because a person like this, who is Isaac in Teira and Tefillah, he also creates heaven and earth with his dibur. This category is accomplished every single day till the time of the coming of Mashiach, ad when it'll come to pass that ubeyoyim hahu on that day the umdu raglov al har grizin, the feet will stand his feet. Oh, sorry. Oh, why? When I was learning this before, I said the word har grizin when I was preparing it. I saw grizin, and it sounded funny to me, and I couldn't picture what was wrong. And I was looking at it, and I kept saying grizin. V'omdu raglov al har had grizin is the place, Rachman al Tzlan, where the kutim worshipped, in that place.
That's where in the time they get there to Israel, the levim had a stand for the brachas and kolos.
For the kolos, exactly, for the brachas. In other words, I picture grizin as a bad place.
The brachas were grizin and the kolos and
Eibar. Oh, that's what it is. So grizin is also a good place, right, right. Okay. V'omdu raglov al har hazesim, Moshiach's feet will stand on har hazesim, shehu bechinas raglin. This is the concept of raglin. V'toiru tefila heim gamkein bechinas amido. Toira and tefila are also a concept of standing up on the feet. Toira kemoi shekoso v'ato poi amoid imodi. When Hashem wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, you come and stand with me. Note the word amido with regards to Toira. Hisyatzvu betachti yisor, stand at the bottom of the mountain. Utfilo by tfilo, also we note this word amido, vayamoid Pinchos vayapalel. Pinchos stood up and davened, vahu bechinas raglin, vayidei bechinas raglin, detayru tfilo, niskarvu bechinas vahumdu raglo valhara zesim. Through the raglin, which is generated through Tairan tfilo, that's what brings us closer to the time of Moshiach, where the pasuk says, "V'amdu raglov al har hazesim, k'mo shekosuv tzedek lefonov yehalech." Tzedek walks before the person, precedes the person. V'tzedek hu toiru tefila. Tzedek is toiru tefila. K'mo shekosuv tzedek tidaberun. Tzedek, you should speak. What should you speak? Toiru tefila. And what will that bring? What will that bring forth? Yehalech. It'll bring forth the walking of Moshiach, the Va'omdu Raglov al Harazesim. We'll hold it over here for now. We'll continue from here the next time we session. We covered about half to two-thirds of this piece. Then Rav Nissen Zal is going to rehash it, simplifying and explaining.
First half will what
it is. Yeah. He started off talking about Nitzachim, this concept of Nitzachim, which comes from Damim, with which a person hasn't served Hashem. What's the opposite of Nitzachim? What corrects Nitzachim? Machleikis Milchama? Shalom. Shalom is Kli Machzik Brocha, it's Haolas Mayenukvin. Rabbi Nizal brought in the concept of Kashen Teretz, which is this concept of Machleikis and Shalom. He brought in that Shalom is Mayenukvin. Then he went off for a second. Taira Tfila is also Mayenukvin.
I'd say Shalom has a Bria, what was the whole purpose of that? Like,
just a second. Just a second.
Shalom created Shalom that Shalom was supposed to
be. Right, right, but why did he bring just a second? Machlaes Teretz is Eise Shalom. Oh, Haolas Mayenukvin, which is the whole concept of creation. Zivig bringing forth a new Hailada. So Shalom is what brings forth a new creation, a new Bria, because it makes for a Zivig, which is a Hailada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then Rabbeinu, then Rabbeinu Zal said, that's Haolas Shalom, Oise Shalom, Ubayriyas HaKoel, Shalom creates. Then he said that Teira and Tefila also creates. It's also an Indian of Tzedek Tidaberon. Then he explained, V'nosati Shalom Bo'aretz, that how is the Nefila, the Oiseis fell apart, by bringing them back together and reconnecting them. That's how you bring about a Bria. And then he brought an Indian of Moshiach, being V'omdu Raglov, and Torah and Tefillah is also Amida. Both are called Amida. We'll see soon how the Abba
so Torah and Tefillah would be like the ticket for
a concept of Shalom. A concept
to take
of
care
Shalom.
Of this Machlokes.
Of course.
This is better on this cover, like talking about, like let's say, an argument between the goof and the Nishamah.
That's one type of Machlokes, 100%. These two, which are in constant conflict. The goof is going after Gashmi, the Nishamah is going after Lichnas.
Okay.